Hi, my name's Bart, and this is probably going to turn into show number 8. The reason we're starting out with no music is because of all the mail I got. Stop the music! No more music! We hate music! Everybody was picking on my, wish he was my good friend, George Harrison. Granted, it was a 4-minute musical interlude, musical journey, but it was 4 minutes. I'm sorry, nobody's got less time than me. And I got 4 minutes for George Harrison. I mean, you got your recently deceased Beatle. I don't know if My Sweet Lord was his best song. Probably not. It was probably his best solo song. But my goodness, the outrage that I played 4 minutes of George Harrison on a one-hour show. I was blindsided by the rage. Who would have thought? Of course, after what you guys did to John Lennon on the 20th anniversary of his death. But that's right. Democrats have trouble clicking. No, that's why nobody wanted to tune in. As you know, back in December of 2000, when we were getting 8,000 hits a day, 280 people out of 8,000 clicked onto the John Lennon 20th anniversary memorial tribute. I think that came out to 3%. Now, if Motorhead was my favorite band, and Lenny had a sore throat and was going to screech for 4 minutes, I think I would have fewer complaints than the recently deceased Beatle with his biggest solo song. And not only that, it was a live, acoustic, unplugged, never before heard version of a really good song. It just had a little more feeling. It was live. It wasn't canned. It wasn't, you know, it was without a net. And it was George Harrison. Funny, nobody complained about Stairway to Gilligan. Now, that's where I expected the complaints to come in. Oh, my God, you sacrilegious. You have murdered one of the greatest songs. You know, I was expecting that. But, no, everybody dumped on poor old George. Okay, so this is the non-music issue. You're going to hear some Shirley. You can bark me off of the Beatles and maybe some other stuff, but you're going to get some Shirley. Okay, so here we are, show number 8, going through the checklist. Here we go. That's some fine stuff. Chinaco Añejo. That's the way my good friend Tommy Mac says it. All right, what are we going to talk about? Let's talk about something that is political, but you're going to say it's about sports, but I'm saying it's about politics. Because there are, what's that word, tinges? No, not tinges. It has echoes. Let's go with echoes. It has echoes of the Clinton accusations, scandals, if you're a Republican. Kobe Bryant. I don't know nothing about Kobe Bryant because he plays basketball. Basketball is a short pants sport, and I don't do short pants sports unless it's boxing. But since basketball is a short pants sport, I don't know nothing about it. But they say Kobe Bryant has the best reputation in the NBA, which is like having the fewest convictions on death row. But they say he is the gentleman. They say he has got the cleanest reputation. He was rated after Pickles Bush and Mother Teresa, and Kobe Bryant was third on some list I saw. But he is that influential that, oh, no, no, it was after they asked kids, some big survey, they asked kids, Who is your hero? And number one was parents. Number two was teachers. Number third was Kobe Bryant. So here is this fella. He's black, in case you don't know. Well, I said he's a basketball player, so mostly redundant. And if that's a racial comment, then I'm just a racist. Okay. So Kobe Bryant, Mr. Reputation, Mr. Clean. He went to Vail to get his knee looked at something. He needs a knee operation. He went to meet the doctor in Vail. What the hell is a doctor of renown doing in Vail? I'm sure he's got a nice house, a lot of money, but if you're a doctor, you're going to work on superstar billionaires, wouldn't you rather be in L.A.? So he goes there. He was in Eagle County. You know me, I don't know the details, but he went there and he was at this resort. And they say, this is what the newspaper said, I think it was the L.A. Times, of course, Kobe went without his wife. Always a mistake. You know, Billy Graham had it right. Billy Graham said in something like the last, whatever, 50 years, he's never been alone with a woman. And not that women are bad, but the first time you're alone with a woman, you know she's going to file charges on you. You just know she's going to do it. So Billy Graham will not be alone with a woman. I mean, it's sad that that's what it's come to. But so the story now is Kobe Bryant checks into the resort, they call it. It wasn't a hotel, it was a resort. His crimes include he was flirting with this girl, who I believe is 19, during the check-in, which is no crime. I mean, geez, these days flirting can be, you know, nice ass honey, or gee, what a pretty dress, or oh, I like your neck. I mean, it could be anything. But they said he flirted with her upon check-in, and then later, more unclarity here, but either called for room service or asked for something to be delivered to his room. And I don't know if he asked for this particular 19-year-old girl, who they say is strikingly attractive, or if she just got the luck of the draw, or she was on duty or whatever. But she took whatever it was to his room. The neighbors report, apparently the neighbors told police they heard a ruckus. Here's the crux. It would be possible for a girl. Oh, before I say this, they say the girl is solid. The whole town knows her. Good girl, good family, good grades, good reputation, wholesome, girl next door, cheerleader type, but none of the sleaze. They say she's a good kid, wouldn't do this. But if you look at what could have happened, like we were on CSI, she could have thought, hey, that's Kobe Bryant. I'll bet there's some money to be made here. And maybe she insisted on being the one that took whatever it was to his room. And once she got in his room, she could have said something like, oh, what game is that? Or, oh, I've seen this movie. This is what, you know, kind of got into the moment a little bit, and where she's in the room for a few minutes and they're talking. And maybe Kobe's innocent. Maybe she's the schemer trying to just build up a time. You know, she was in the room 3 minutes. She was in the room 8 minutes. She was in the room 20 minutes. But for whatever, she was in the room for a period of time. And the neighbors told police they heard a ruckus. They heard some, my words, some raised voices, some scuffling, etc., etc. So this is what the neighbors told police. What's possible is this girl schemed to get her way into Kobe Bryant's room. Now, you feminists, don't give up on me, because there's part two. But she schemed her way to get into his room, and after she was there for a certain amount of time, she could have ripped her blouse open and screamed, "Get away from me, you bastard," and started kicking things over to create a scene for, you know, the police show up and say, oh, the lamp knocked over. That proves there was a fight. That's possible. What's also possible is that Kobe, when he checked in, said, hey, do you have pizza delivery in this town? And she smiled and laughed and giggled, and someone thought, oh, look at the black guy flirting with the white girl. That's possible. And it's possible that he called the front desk and asked for whatever. Say he gets to his room and there's no remote. So he calls the front desk and says, do you mind if I have a remote for $400 a night at your fancy resort? And they said, sorry, I'll bring you one right down. When she got in the room, he attacked her. Just jumped right on her, ripping at her, and, you know. We're going to look at if there was a medical report, if she sustained any injuries, skin under the fingernails, kind of this and that. Did she physically fight him off? Was there evidence of violence? But the big thing is going to be the DNA. If this girl has Kobe's DNA, I think we're going to see a man going to prison, no doubt. If there is no DNA, if there's no evidence of sexual anything, in these kind of cases, you don't want to be on anybody's side, but after Clinton and some other things, just the idea that, oh, I find myself alone with a mega billionaire, why don't I scream and make a few million? Some of you might be flashing back to the Michael Jackson story. Well, if you go out of your way to be alone with a 9-year-old boy, and then several 9-year-old boys make accusations, it's a little harder for the 9-year-old boys to get together and scheme this out and plot their legal maneuvers and all that in concert with each other to try to get something going against Michael Jackson. I kind of think Michael Jackson was guilty, but what do I know? I'm a goof with a microphone in Oklahoma. I don't have any evidence. All I know is what I read in the whore paper, and they're trying to sell papers. So, in closing, Kobe Bryant, innocent or not? Oh, if we can get Nancy Grace to tell us what she thinks, then we'll know the opposite is true. If Nancy Grace guarantees he's guilty, I'll bet on his innocence. Slight sidebar, but the Scott Peterson thing? no witnesses, no, well, there's hardly any forensic evidence, none that'll do them any good, apparently, no crime scene. We pretty much got, well, no murder weapon. I don't know how you could have less case here. All they have that hangs this on Scott is he acted like a cad when his wife went missing. And, you know, I'm not that callous, but I can be thoughtless. Sometimes I can just do something, and the idea that that would mess up something else just never hit my head. Between Mrs. Bart and Christian, they keep me out of a whole lot of trouble, just because when I'm about ready to pull the trigger, they say, "You sure you want to shoot your friend?" I think, "Oh, hell, he's my friend. I don't want to shoot him." But not everybody has two female consciences to help him through the tight spots. If I was a bet man, I'd say, just a gambler now, I'd say Scott Peterson is guilty. But you got to have some evidence before you're going to put a needle in the man's arm. Kobe Bryant, I have less of a clue, because I don't know the man. If I had any sense of the man, I might gamble, I guess. But, gee, you know, you got these preachers and these priests both that turn into these raping monsters. So, you know, whenever a priest gets caught, it's always, "Oh, he was so nice and so good with the kids." Well, yeah, that's how you do it. You're nice to the kids and you play their games. You learn how to play the Nintendo and stuff, and so you can get on the kids' level, and then you make your move. I mean, you never really know the other guy. You just never do. Kobe Bryant, it would be nice to make if this somehow went away. Apparently now, the sheriff, I didn't catch this. Either I didn't hear it or they weren't being clear, but the sheriff did something stupid. Kobe Bryant was charged. He was arrested on the basis of the woman writing a letter. Now, that's not America, and it is probably the bigger problem here is it's stupid. It's triple stupid that this country's got 10,000 little pockets where the laws are all different. What the hell, besides making the lawyers rich, what the hell is the use of that? Aren't these the United States? Why do we have 10,000 different little packets? Oh, in Louisiana, you don't get a trial. You get a judge magistrate. But in Oklahoma, you get a jury trial, but it's only three people. But in Arizona, you get, hey, how about we set up a set of laws that are consistent throughout the land, to where if you charge with a crime, if the police didn't witness the crime, if you get to some one of them hearsay crimes, then whatever, they put you in a jail till the, you know, you got to be charged within 24 hours. You know, remember how Beck used to be before Bush stole the election? But it just seems like, let's have one set of rules. But this Kobe Bryant deal, apparently the woman wrote a letter. Must have been a hell of a letter, because this judge reads the letter and says, arrest that man. Mrs. Perkel, the former ex-Mark Perkel's wife, the way I understand it, I know Mark, but I don't know her, is that she wrote a letter saying, my husband's a bad man. And they said, okay, and this crooked police, they put out an arrest warrant on Mark Perkel because his wife said he's a bad man. Now, that is not America. What is wrong with this country? If you could do that, okay, then I want to fill out a complaint. George W. Bush tried to sexually molest me, and I had to kick him in the nuts to get him off. Now, go arrest his ass. If the criteria is somebody makes a claim, same with the Paula Jones bullshit, Juanita Broderick, somebody makes a claim, and now we're going to turn it into a big legal case. No evidence, but we got a claim. And he's a powerful elected Democrat, the most powerful man in the world, doing a great job. Peace and prosperity coming out the ass. So the Republicans had to do something. They couldn't allow Clinton to become another FDR. They couldn't allow him to become another JFK, you know. But as I said previously, thank God they use a weapon with fur on it instead of a .30-06. Thank you, Republicans. Thank you for not treating Clinton the way you treated JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King, and the rest of them, you sons of bitches. All right, so closing up the legal deal, Kobe Bryant, if he's as good a man as they say he is, boy, don't you hate to see him get railroaded? But what are you going to do? You can't tell the girl it doesn't count. He's a good basketball player. I mean, we can't go there. So somewhere in the middle, and knowing the whore press. And another thing, the county sheriff, they did something stupid. They asked him at the big press conference, why'd you do this? And his answer was, we choose to look forward. No crimes were committed as far as what the police did. So they did something, either stupid or unnecessary. There's some kind of a buzz that I, like I say, hadn't had a handle on. the police did something. They jumped the gun. They issued the arrest warrant before it was, you know, something. They did something that looked like they were a little eager to get their name in the paper. This is a big problem, this running into the spotlight bullshit. That is a problem that needs to be addressed. The idea that my wife drowned my four kids, so I'm going to be on Larry King for an hour tonight. That is bullshit. This country is sick. This need for the spotlight. And I know you might think that's unusual since I, Bart Kopp, have a publicist. But I don't. You don't see my name everywhere. You don't see my picture anywhere. I want to live or die on my ideas. I don't want to walk down the street and say, "Ooh, it's Bart. Oh, look here." I mean, anybody that wants that, especially when it comes to legalities and fame and screwing the other guy because you got more fame than he does, I mean, all that is a sickness and that needs to go. And these people that run to the spotlight should be looked at with extra scrutiny. Kobe Bryant, I assume he's one of the best basketball players in the world. He's in the spotlight. He spent thousands of hours, tens of thousands of hours, to get good enough to be in the spotlight. This girl in Vail, I don't know. If she saw a guy that earned his way into the spotlight walk by and thought, "Hey, I can get me a piece of that," that would be bad. But we can't dismiss her claims until we hear from the medical report. And it's either going to fly or die on that DNA. Kobe, if she's got your DNA and you did that to your wife, you're in trouble, dude. You're in a whole lot of trouble. And all that sympathy is all going right away if this girl's got some DNA. So hopefully she wasn't in your room long enough for you. Of course, the poor guy could have been masturbating. He's out of town. Oh, geez, what a scenario that is. He's out of town. He's got some porn called up at the resort there. He called and asked for the remote at 2 o'clock. It didn't show up at 4:30. He's horny. He takes care of business. Girl uses her pass key, come in at the wrong time. She sees his erection, lets out a shriek. He tells her to calm down, spill some on her. I mean, I don't know. Who the hell knows what happened? This wasn't supposed to be a comedy deal, but the idea, I thought of Chandler on Friends with the sharks. I mean, weird shit can happen. And I can understand Kobe not wanting to run into the spotlight saying, "I was just whacking off and the girl walked in." That's what the shriek was about. Who knows? Knowing the whore press, they'll drag this on and drag this on. The Colorado authorities have already started dragging and dragging and dragging. You ever notice whenever they get one of these cases, rule number one is call a press conference for Monday and then postpone it. And then reschedule it for Friday and then postpone it. And then reschedule it for, you know, 3 weeks after that and then postpone it. And you build up all this anticipation and all this bullshit that the press goes crazy on. Fox News and CNN, Nancy Grace, they all just get into this frenzy. Arr! They just got to know right now, just right now. And if we don't have any facts, we'll make some shit up. We're on the air in 10 seconds. We got to make some shit up, make some shit up. And this whole thing, it just turns into a big pile. And God forbid there's politics involved. Kobe Bryant, there's a little politics. OJ, a little politics, you know. JonBenet, a little bit of politics. But boy, when you get to Clinton, Clinton created MSNBC, he created CNBC, he created whores over at Fox News. All these people like Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, they should be on their knees thanking Bill Clinton for giving them careers. All these guys would still be two-bit little puny ass biters in Shreveport, Louisiana, if it wasn't for Clinton and their ability to spin bullshit out of bullshit. You know, they take a half a story and they multiply it by 600 and guarantee it's true, and then the ratings go up, so they multiply it by 1,000 and guarantee you that it's true, and ratings go up, so they multiply it by 10,000, and it just goes on, and only a few of us can step back and see the trees. Okay, so that's a little, didn't mean to do 20 minutes on Kobe Bryant. It's funny how this radio thing works, you know? Sometimes you know, you're not quite in the mood to get on the microphone and rant, and then you finally get in the mood, you sit down, you can't shut the hell up. Boy, if I had a producer, he'd be whipping me into shape, and I'd be doing these perfect little four-minute segments. But, hey, we're getting better. This is only the first one. Ordinarily we go to song here, but this is a no-music issue. Trying to please the masses. It's not that I'm going to do everything that I get email about, but I can tell a wave when I see it. So this is going to be the anti-music issue. Maybe those of you who enjoyed some music might write and say, "Hey, Bart, we'd rather hear a little bit of music than hear your monkey, whining, rat-like voice for an hour." Okay, so we're going to see what we got for segment two coming up.